The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, coming to you from the studios of republicbroadcasting.org, Republic Broadcasting Network. It is the 21st of April, 2010. Program notes. Tomorrow, my program will be hosted by Jet Lacey. Jet fills in for Ernie Hancock. Declare your independence, freedomsphoenix.com. So Jet will be doing that for me tomorrow. And then on Friday, Hisham Talawi. And I've asked Hisham because there's a lot of new listeners to this network. And glad to have you aboard. We hope you stick around long enough to figure out that we're not full of monkey milk here. We're not full of malarkey. We ferret out the stuff and give it to you. And it's your decision as to what you do with it. But don't believe anybody that has anything to say. Every talk show host on this network will tell you, don't believe anything I'm telling you. Go check it out for yourself. That's the only way they really convince yourself. See, in the mainstream media does not do that. When was the last time you saw them do a story and go, okay, now, just for veracity's sake, go check out what we just told you? Have you ever heard them do that? Well, of course you're not, because they're accepted as news, as many people have accepted them. You know, they don't have an agenda. They just report news, right? Just as the Southern Poverty Law Center just does good works, which is going to be one of the topics of my conversation today. Lovely Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark Potok is the front dummy now because Morris is too sleazy, and I kid you not. This guy is carrying more baggage than a Pullman bag guy back in 1950s platform at Pennsylvania Station. A lot of baggage. So he's kind of been phased out of the way, and then this wonderful Mark Potok, which is, folks, seriously, when we're born, we don't pick our parents, and we don't pick our DNA. But every time I see Mark Potok, the thought keeps hitting me, this guy is a few chromosomes short. Something happened with his DNA. This guy's just kind of weird. But he's the spokesperson now for Southern Poverty Law Center. And they've been taking quite a few hits lately, as they should, because, well, of two organizations in this country, you can bet your bottom dollar that if you believe in mom, apple pie, Chevrolet, the Constitution, the Republic and not democracy, I guarantee you, you're either going to be on the SPLC's hit list if you have any public notoriety, or you'll be on the ADL's hit list. They work hand in hand with pumping out a lot of disinformation to law enforcement, and they've been doing it for 20-some years. And by the way, they're tax-free foundations, so they get to rake in millions without paying any taxes, so they can continue to plunder and insult good Americans. We'll get into that more after this break. I made their hit list, by the way. I'm very proud.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, folks, I guess in this world, even animated characters are not safe anymore. Now, Geico Insurance, and what's familiar with Geico? Do they do the caveman thing as well? They're noted for, and it's really effective advertising. I've got to take my hat off to Geico because they did the caveman thing. You know, it's so easy, even a caveman can do it. But the other one they're famous for is the little gecko, okay, with the unmistakable Australian accent. Well, his real name is Lance Baxter, and he's better known as DC Douglas, but perhaps best known for the voice of the certain Geico commercials, primarily as the tag announcer of the 2007-2008 celebrity ad campaign. He's been fired by the insurance company after leaving a voicemail for the Tea Party group FreedomWorks. Douglas asked FreedomWorks in his voicemail what the percentage of people that are mentally retarded who are working for FreedomWorks and who are following it. Or, as he has since put it, he inquired as to their intelligence level. Now, in his voicemail, I wonder if he did it with the Australian accent. In his voicemail, Douglas also questions how FreedomWorks will spin it when one of your members does actually kill somebody, wondering if you've got a PR spinning routine planned for that, or are you just going to take it when it happens. Now, in the aftermath of this, FreedomWorks president Matt Kibbe published a post on the conservative website, biggovernment.com, providing readers with a recording of that voicemail, which included Douglas's personal phone number, and encouraging people to call both Douglas and Geico to let them know that you, in fact, are not mentally retarded killers. Now, according to a press release Wednesday, Geico held auditions to replace Douglas in the next day. Now, Douglas... Douglas has since acknowledged such an impulsive move was stupid. Yeah, kind of like when he's standing behind the guy there and he says, now we're going to play a little game, catch me. And he goes, oh dear. Yeah, he should have been running. But at any rate, he says he was impassioned by the slurs the Tea Party crowd angrily yelled at Barney Frank during the climax of the health care reform. Now, he also holds no grudge against his former employer, saying in the press release, I don't blame Geico for protecting themselves. They have a business to run, and I can't waste time getting caught up in FreedomWorks circus, and they've been very good to me in the past. Well, excuse me, sir. You're the one that mixed it up with FreedomWorks, and Geico can't waste their time with you. I wonder how much he was getting paid by these wonderful people. But at any rate, you know, am I sorry that the guy lost his job? Well, I was highly entertained by those commercials, weren't you? I'm going to miss the little gecko. Because I got real tired of those caveman commercials. The only one I really did like is when they were getting off the Harley-Davidsons and they look up and they see the billboard. At any rate. yeah. There's a lot of interesting things going on. And I want to get to this Washington Post writer. Her name is Kathleen Parker, and she was just on Face the Nation. Now, and I'll tell you why I did the little Geico story. That was kind of like a lead-in to this Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist. And she's weighing in, and guess what, folks? She claims to be a conservative. And she quotes George Will. Well, George has passed himself off of a conservative for a lot of years. But when you really take the body of work that George Will has done, you'll see some glaring holes, chinks in his armor. But that's the story for another day. At any rate, you know, this whole deal is following the lead of Southern Poverty Law Center. Bill Clinton has been out recently, by the way. Did you know, folks, it wasn't Butch Janet Reno? She tried to run for governor of Florida, I guess, after she left the Clinton White House. I think they threatened her with banishment to Cuba. I'm not sure. But at any rate, it was Bill Clinton and not Janet Reno. And the interesting story behind this is that Janet Reno, the Clinton White House, let Janet Reno hang out there because of the decisions made about Waco. Oh, and to pick up the phone and spread the word that, oh, well, there's a methamphetamine lab down there, and they're running arms, and they're doing all that stuff. Well, guess what? Well, you run afoul there if you're doing business across state lines and interstate commerce and dealing with restricted and drugs and all that stuff. Boom, here we go. Call the governor. Let's roll the tanks. Now, Clinton let her take the heat for that decision. She went up in front of the Capitol, and I remember this as clearly as if it was yesterday when they had the hearings on this. You know, I remember when Sonny Bono was still alive and wasn't kissing trees, that he was up there with tears rolling down his face because he couldn't believe what our government did to a religious cult. You know, they were a little hard to understand at times. They did have the flag, the Star of David, flying around. And David Koresh, he was a little different animal, that's for sure. But over 75 people were killed. How many children were? I don't even want to go into all that. Well, you know the story about Waco. But the point is that Bill Clinton let Janet Reno take the heat for that, and he wasn't going to renew her little job venue as being the Attorney General of the United States for the second Clinton administration. So Butch pulled a fast one on him and said, look, you'd better, or I'm going to come out and tell on you. So she actually blackmailed Bill Clinton into the second term as Attorney General. So at any rate, Bill Clinton has been out there. Now he's saying he's trying to back off. Well, you know, don't say too much negative about these people because it might radicalize people. It might radicalize these extremists. Well, let me get this right. Bill Clinton made a decision to have Waco burned down. 75 people were killed, murdered. The people that did survive spent many years in jail. I don't know if all of them are out yet. If any of the listeners out there have been tracking that, I'd be more than appreciative to hear. But Bill Clinton, the guy there for Waco, decisions are made, all these people die. Timothy McVeigh, which there's a multitude of holes in that story, kind of like, oh, I don't know, John F. Kennedy, and who's the guy that killed him with the Carcano rifle, you know, with all those shots? What was it said in the movie? He had Maggie's drawers, couldn't hit the broadside of a barn? Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald. Kind of like that. And some people even suggested that when they chemicalized this guy to kill him, that he wasn't dead when they pulled him off that table. Some have speculated that he was actually a plant on the inside, and he had his due diligence to do, and he did it well. And they didn't kill him. He was whisked off to England. I think the last time I heard was England. There was somebody over there that I witnessed and identified Timothy McVeigh. But that's stuff that you can't prove, because if he was a government op, one of the first things you want to do, if you put up a patsy like this, you do a Jack Ruby on him, okay? You kill him, okay? If you're going to set somebody up as being a patsy, you make sure that patsy never really sees the light of day, because the stories may conflict. So here we go with Timothy McVeigh. I don't know how valuable an asset he was, but, well, he was killed. At least that's what the public knows, and that's what we've been led to believe. But the actions of Bill Clinton in killing these people down here in Texas radicalized or incited Tim McVeigh to take actions at the Federal Murrah Building in Oklahoma City on April 19, 1995. So, you know, there are, and nobody is excusing, you know, just as you've heard people on this very network talk about Joe Stack that flew his little airplane into the IRS building down here. Nobody that I know personally and have known over the years has ever taken an approach of anything but defensive. There isn't, you know, God, you know, this Hutterite militia that was actually infiltrated by the National Security Agency. They keep touting, oh, there was an FBI informant there. No, there was a female, and she was an NSA asset. And what were they incited to do? Well, one of the informants came in to make sure that they had bomb-making materials and made some bombs for him and displayed all kinds of pyrotechnics and his expertise in explosives. You know, does that go along kind of on the lines of entrapment, inducing somebody to do a radical thing? It would seem to me that if there was anybody in the Hutterite militia that should be gone after and prosecuted, is the actual government informant, paid informant, that actually incited these people to do maybe something illegal. Because no militia, ladies and gentlemen, I know of what I speak here. No militia in this country advocates killing cops or blowing up buildings. You know, property destruction, hurting the bricks and the mortars, yeah, that's really going to do something. Timothy McVeigh, they tried to connect Tim McVeigh with me, for God's sakes. I had a meeting with him in a hotel in Michigan. I'll never forget doing a radio interview in Detroit. There was all the press out there, all the local television. And one woman stuck a microphone in my face and says, "We hear that you were in Oklahoma City." I said a few choice words to her that I made sure that they couldn't put on the evening news. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I haven't let that song run that long. I forgot who did it. Who is that guy? Peter Gabriel. Okay, then. Hey, I'm old. What can I tell you? At any rate, so there's all kinds of demonizing going on. And you would expect this out of mainstream media because we know who owns them. You don't get... Well, let me put it to you this way. You get the sanitized and protected truth. As long as it benefits the government, the Pentagon, the war-making abilities of our government, corporate sponsorships, let's not talk bad about anybody that's putting millions of dollars in our pockets. They make and break people in public. And white paper journalism or news reporting is a thing of the past. You know, I can remember as a kid when subject matter would be talked about, and if it was particularly volatile, let's say for the day, well, you'd have two people with opposing viewpoints, and it wouldn't turn into shouting matches, and you went to the people as close to the source as you could possibly get. And that was called getting both sides of the story. You let the facts get out there, and then the viewership or the listenership would make up their mind. okay, based on the facts of what they heard, and if they want any more information, then they did their own research. Nowadays, we have internet, and in microseconds, you can just about research anything out. And this has them upset as well. You know, it used to be that, you know, in my day, you had to get out of the library, or you had to get out of the local newspaper and get out the fish film and, well, go with digging. Or you'd have to make phone calls, or you'd have to write letters. Now everything is instantaneous. And they don't like that. You know, the internet has hurt the news media in this country to the extent I don't even know how they're still in business. I mean, the only thing that they're good for is carrying something live because they have affiliates out there and they have enough techno-bobbly stuff out there that when something starts to happen, they can start covering it live. And they basically do that through their affiliates, like the major news stations in this country. But they're losing their listenership. They're now starting to take positions as MSNBC drips with little Marxist, little socialist over there, you know, and Rachel, what was her name? Rachel Maddow or whatever her name is. Best looking lesbian I've ever seen in my life. You know, but then you can go to CNN and listen to Anderson Cooper, I'm sorry. And he's a pretty boy, you know. We're inundated with this stuff. You know, protected and promoted by our government, by the way. You know, homosexuality is cool, fine, and well, just to make sure we'll pass hate laws in this country. You can't have an opinion anymore, is what they're saying, because what you say might be damaging. Well, is it a hate crime if I say something about an axe murderer? Oh, well, a homosexual is not an axe murderer. About as healthy having around my family, I would think. You know, in this country, folks, we used to believe in man, woman, marriage, family, children, good education, taught certain ethics and morality, and that's what made good citizens. Now, you try to be a good citizen, you're held up as some kind of freak. If you've spoken out against, you know, for women, it's the, well, it's the new convenience. It's called abortion. It was sold as, well, you don't want the government telling you what to do. You don't want the government telling a woman what they can do with their body. Well, why can't she go out and be a prostitute? Why do they get arrested for that? They're doing with their body what they want. Same kind of logic. But no, they sold it as, look, this is your body. You don't want the government telling you what to do. And what this has ended up being is a convenient, rather radical birth control, but you're out there sleazing around and you get pregnant. Hey, no big deal. You can have an abortion. They even tried to do this, and in many states, a minor child can get an abortion without even the parents knowing. Now, wouldn't you like to know if your little daughter is doing the nasty with the neighborhood boy down the street? Wouldn't you like to know those sorts of things? I would think. Just as you would want to know if your kids were getting bad grades or they were doing drugs. You would want to know these sorts of things. But don't worry. It's being promoted. Homosexuality, lesbian, and alternative lifestyles. This is normal and healthy. If you don't believe this, check what the schools are teaching your children. This is why I've gotten so angry with the parents, because you people have sat back and let the public fool system become adulterators of your child's minds. Shame on you for that. A lot of people realize that, wait a minute, the public fool system ain't the place to be. I'll homeschool if I can do it, or I'll put them in private schools if I can afford to do it. Well, you're still paying your tax dollars for the public school system, so why don't you have the say-so of what they're teaching your children? Ah, because they don't want you to, because it's now their kids, not yours. See where this is going?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
So basically, what is happening in this country, that people 50 years ago that would have been considered strong, patriotic Americans are now being painted as being extremist, possibly dangerous or violent, espousing views against homosexuality and lesbianism. Folks, that's not a new phenomenon. It's been around since man has been around, but not openly promoted and pushed by a government, mind you, as we've done here in this country, which is really an insult. Because by and large, it's still a Christian nation, but you'd never know that because these 501c3 preachers crawled under their pulpits. They're not speaking out anymore. I don't know how they expect to protect their flock. You know, they're just called to preach Jesus, and they have blinders on for, you know, where do these people that go to these churches, where do they live? They live in the surrounding communities. So if you're really a shepherd for the flock, well, you're kind of there to protect the back 40, aren't you? But no, I was just called to teach people about Jesus now and not speak out against the evils that are in my community. You know, it's knocking at the church door, but I'm going to ignore it and just preach Jesus. Jesus loves you. And by the way, here's the plate. Things, ladies and gentlemen, have gone so awry in this country and that people don't even think anymore. They don't think about what this country was like 50 years ago or 100 years ago. You have the Marxists and the communists take over the news agencies and basically the government. You got a commie sitting in the White House right now, and I think, you know, aside from FDR, I think this is the one president that people really don't like, and it has nothing to do with his color. You see the little trick that's played there. Well, what do? We got this socialist communist agenda that we want to keep pushing, so who do we get? All right, we'll put a black guy in there. They speak out against him, we'll just call him racist. No. I would be the first guy cheering and absolving all you white people out there for all that white guilt for what you people have been doing to these black people for all these years. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know the rhetoric. I, for one, would be hopping up and down. I would be elated if this man was a good man. But in people's thinking, what does he represent? Well, you heard Al Sharpton, I played the clip yesterday. Well, he's a socialist, and people voted for him. They spoke their mind. Well, not quite accurate. Some people knew he was a socialist. Some people are walking around in this country that are predisposed to socialism, or are socialists themselves, and they don't even recognize it because they're not taught to think. But more importantly, how would you know if you were a socialist if you weren't really up to speed with what type of government you're supposed to have? Socialism, I'm sure, would fly very well in communist Russia or communist Chinese. You know, I mean, they call them communists, but that was just a play here, folks. Let's pit the communists against the, what did they call us? Not free market people. Oh, that's right, capitalist. So you have these gargantuan battles going between communism and the free world and capitalism. Well, you take the two extremes, folks, and what you have at the end of the day, after everything shakes out, you have something in the middle, and this planet is going to be run on a socialist basis. That is your new world order, your new governmental plan. And again, you don't believe it? Go research it. Don't take my word for it. But take my word for it. I'm telling you the truth, but verify. Trust, but verify. I have no problem with people checking out what I have to say. Please do. So, what is happening now is you've got the media, people in government, people associated with governments, and what do they call them? Think tanks? Yeah. The people that are paid very well, sitting around and brain farting and, well, giving their opinion. And so much power that when they give their opinion, people jump. When a lot of these people are counts on foreign relations people, if you don't know what the CFR is, go look it up. Bilderberg people, go look it up if you don't know who and what they are and what the real power structure and the movers and shakers are in this country. It ain't about mom, apple pie, Chevrolet, the American flag, freedom, liberty, and all that crap. Trust me. It is not. So when you have people that are now speaking out, it's like echoes from the past. They're being called radicals and extremists and possibly violent people in the very country in which they were born, adhering to the ideals that were taught to them by their parents, that their parents taught them, and on and on. Play you a clip here. This is Kathleen Parker on Face the Nation. Now, she does some backpedaling on this deal, but she's a conservative pundit. And let me back up here. Steve Watson actually did this story. Washington Post columnist appeared on CBS Face the Nation on Sunday describing Tea Partiers as potentially violent and decried internet journalism as sort of like terrorism. Go ask the Geico Gecko. When asked about her views on the Tea Party by host Bob Schieffer, which is the clip I will play you, Face the Nation, Kathleen Parker, a Pulitzer Prize-winning commentator, declared it to be dangerous. This heated rhetoric and some of these words, they are pretty loaded, reload, targeting, so on and so forth. There is a danger there, Parker said. Now, the danger is communism and Marxism, and you people passing yourselves off the media telling the people the truth, that's dangerous. Now, after describing the movement as dangerous, Parker then said, she wasn't saying that it was dangerous. I'm not saying the Tea Party people are violent or racist or any of that. I'm not saying that the Tea Partiers are bad people or dangerous. I just think we have to be very vigilant and be extremely careful, because I don't think there is a lot of anger. Because I do think there is a lot of anger, and it could become something else. Schieffer then injected that the talking point of the Internet as a source of such danger. Some of this really nasty rhetoric that shows up on the Internet, the only vehicle to deliver news that has no editor, and that it is added factor to the volatility of this stuff and where it goes. To which Parker replied, it's sort of like terrorism. You know, we don't know where to aim our bombs, so we can't go after the country because there's one place to focus on it. And it's the same thing with the Internet. You don't know who to go after. Well, why would you have to go after anybody? It sounds like you've already declared me to be an enemy combatant or an enemy of the state or anti-government. I just want my damn country back. You dits. It's sort of like terrorism. Excuse me, who the hell are the terrorists in this country? Try not paying your IRS taxes and see if you aren't put out in the street, but maybe being put in a federal prison for an illegal and unconstitutional tax. Try not paying your property tax. You know, that yearly rent on property you think you might own, but you really don't own it. Try not paying your property taxes. They will sell your property to satisfy what property tax you own, and guess what? You don't get the balance of that stuff, because they'll sell that puppy as cheap as they can. And by the way, a lot of good old boys out there have their own little network, and when valuable property comes up, guess who gets the winning bid on the private? Well, that's another show entirely. We'll save that for another day. What kinds of nasty stuff going on out there? Now, it's kind of like terrorism. Now, this was a classic, a mainstream media fixture warning grassroots activists not to use loaded rhetoric before describing the alternative media as some sort of like terrorism. Man, her choice of words here. Is she an old Valley girl? Parker, who also appears as token conservative pundit on the Chris Matthews show. Chris Matthews? This guy's so far left-leaning, I think he's fallen over several times and had to prop him back up. But I guess you would choose somebody like this to represent conservatism on the Chris Matthews show on MSNBC. Now, people who are not well-grounded, who may have these more violent tendencies, suddenly find a place where they can convene and find validation and even find company. And I don't know where that all leads, but it's kind of scary, she said. Yeah, can you imagine if the people didn't get together to throw off King George and they didn't spit in the eye of the Tories that still wanted to do business? You know how radical those people were at the time? Yeah, they were extremely radical. Yeah. And it started and it birthed this country, one that was based on freedom and liberty with guarantees. But you see, that doesn't even matter anymore. There is no sanctity. There is nothing absolute anymore. Now, later on in this segment, Parker accused the Tea Party of being associated with sort of birther attitude and being dominated by sort of fringy elements. A notion totally out of step with reality, according to scientific national surveys of the American people. Parker's column from Sunday entitled, What Americans Can Do to Discourage Future McVeighs, contains more of the same anti-government sentiment equals extremism claptrap. She waxes lyrical about how political anger in the current climate could escalate into action beyond the ballot box. What, the ones that you've fixed? Thank you, Diebold. Can't even have an honest election. And you know what? Speaking of that, That was treasonable. That was something you could be put to death with. That's how valuable the vote was, that you never screwed with it. Because that's how important the system of government that we have, it was to be left unadulterated, unmessed with. But now, elections are rigged all the damn time. Just ask Georgie Porgy. Al Gore went quietly limping away, and he had the election. All the stuff that I saw, the guy had the election, but it was fixed. So how the hell do you know? But they were in there, and you were mesmerized for weeks on end. It was the Chads. It was the Dimple Pimples, or, you know, it was something. There was so much corruption in that. It was absolutely disgusting. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if anybody had the brain to think of this at the time, and if they did, they certainly didn't utter it. That whole thing should have been canceled, and there should have been a re-election, period. Oh, okay, yeah, you had to take another day off to go cast your vote. So what? That's how important it used to be in this country for a vote to be cast and counted accurately and honestly, I might add. So this could escalate into action beyond the ballot box, seeming having forgotten that 8 long years under Bush, very pissed off Americans have been marching in the millions in protest of illegal foreign occupations and the erosion of domestic freedoms. Nothing has changed. That's why they're still out there. Duh. It's clear that the rest of the establishment dinosaurs, Kathleen Parker is sort of spewing phony, pre-programmed talking points, which is precisely what we've sort of come to expect from these sort of corporate media mouthpieces. And Parker, by the way, ends her column with a valuable suggestion. When someone spews obscenities, shout them down. When politicians and pundits use inflammatory language, condemn them. When you choose to remain silent, consider yourself complicit in whatever transpires. So what a... what, wait a minute! You just said that this might be radicalized, but when somebody spews obscenities, you gotta shout them down. When politics and politicians and pundits use inflammatory language. Yeah, my opposing guy on the other side of the aisle is a damn crook and I can prove it. Well, condemn them for that. We're all crooks here and we've all got to protect our phony baloney jobs. Harumph. So politically correct. This woman wouldn't, if one of the founding fathers showed up in her bedroom as an apparition, she'd probably try to shout it down or denounce it. Do conservatives, they even understand what being conserving what? What is a conservative? I can tell you what the hell a liberal is. Nikita Khrushchev called it what it was back in the 60s. When a reporter, and this is the God's honest truth, when a reporter asked Khrushchev, and this, by the way, this is before the Bay of Pigs deal, he was visiting. Oh, what an oddity. You know, here was a guy that was banging his shoe on UN, you know, we'll bury America. Yeah, okay, so he comes over here. A reporter had asked him, well, Mr. Khrushchev, what about the communists here inside the United States? What about them? He kind of had a sly look on his face and pursed his lips and held up his index finger to his lips as if to say, very quietly, here we don't call them communists, we call them liberals. Straight out of a communist horse's mouth, or the other side, the backside, doesn't matter. But there was a man, flat-out communist, describing what communism was inside the United States. Far ahead of his time, because the term liberal didn't come in until, well, what, late 70s into the 80s? And people, did they really think, what is a liberal? Well, he's, I guess, a progressive. He's somebody that thinks out of the box. Maybe he's anti-government. Maybe he is anti-American. Against the ideals and the ideology that this country was birthed in and is trying desperately to hang on to. That's what I think it really is. So we have neat little people like Morris Dees, which I guarantee you folks, let me put it to you this way. You wouldn't want him dating your daughter. Completely. This guy is completely without any ethics or morality whatsoever. He thought it'd be a fun thing for the anniversary with his wife to, how do I put this politely, have intercourse with another man in the Watergate Hotel. Put on a little show for her. It's also the guy that went after his stepdaughter with sex toys when she was a minor. Completely people that I would trust out there saying that you people are haters. Well, you're damn right. I'm going to speak against people like you, Mr. Dees, because you're human detritus. But you're a hater. You're damn right.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. I think subconsciously I didn't leave enough for this entire clip. But we have a few minutes, and we'll get as much as time will allow. Here's Kathleen Parker on Face the Nation, New Conservatism.
Now that you're a regular on Face the Nation, so that Face the Nation has won a Pulitzer.
I owe it all to you, Bob.
We will be the first broadcast outlet to win one, since broadcasters are not eligible.
But that's right.
I'm just teasing, and congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
A well-deserved honor. You're a conservative columnist by nature, and yet you were one of the first to sort of talk about Sarah Palin, and you write this morning about some of the rhetoric that's coming out from the
from the
right side,
right.
Especially from the Tea Party. And you point out that you think it may be dangerous.
Well, I think we have to be cautious. And by the way, as to my being a conservative and having these things to say, I always like to quote George Will, who famously said, being a conservative does not mean we have to take a leap into the darkness. And I think, you know, I want to make clear that I'm not saying the Tea Party people are violent or racist or any of that. I think there are some people who attach themselves to any crowd scene and can tarnish, you know, our perception of the organization or the movement in this case. So I'm not saying that the Tea Partiers are bad people or dangerous, but I think the zeitgeist now, with all this heated rhetoric and some of these words that are pretty loaded, reload, targeting, all that sort of thing. You know, there's a danger there. I just think we have to be very vigilant. And when someone does say something that incites volatility, I think we have to call them on it. If it's a politician or a pundit or just someone in the crowd, we have to self-police and be extremely careful because I do think there is a lot of anger and it could become something else.
Someone made an interesting point to me recently.
Why are they angry?
Talking about how, you know, some of this really nasty rhetoric that shows up on the internet.
Yeah.
Where you don't know who said it. There really is no accountability. The internet being the only place, the only vehicle to deliver news that has no editor. You don't know
right.
where this stuff comes from, whether it's true or false. And this person said to me, you know, we've always had opinion that comes from various places. Like during Lincoln's day, every newspaper had an editorial point of view. But this person said the difference was, in those days, you knew which paper it was coming from.
Right.
Now you don't know where some of this is coming from, and that is the added factor to the volatility of this stuff.
It's interesting. People will say anything when they have the cloak of anonymity. It's sort of like terrorism. You know, we don't know where to aim our bomb, so we can't go after a country because there are, you know, there's no one place to focus on. And it's the same thing with the internet.
This woman really won a Pulitzer Prize.
And you and I'm sure you
she
share
can't
some
put
of the
two sentences together.
Wonderful experiences I've had of being attacked and threatened and whatnot. And it feeds on itself, you know, builds, and people who are not well grounded and who may have these more violent tendencies suddenly find a place where they can convene and find validation and even find company. And I don't know where that all leads, but it's
Second American Revolution.
Where
maybe
do you
I don't
think
know.
The Tea Party is right now? And does it pose a greater danger to the Republican Party per se? Because if it becomes a third party, you have a Ross Perot kind of movement, and we know when Ross Perot got into it, Bill Clinton got elected.
Yeah.
Because you had three people out there competing for the votes, or does it pose a greater threat to Democratic office holders?
Well, I think Democratic office holders are in big trouble come November. The Tea Party movement, it's hard to settle on who they are, what they are, what they believe, but I think essentially it's anti-big government, it's anti-more taxes, and that's why they claim Scott Brown, of course, is because his platform happens to coincide with what they believe. But if you are...
Oh, horse manure.
You know, some Republicans may be in danger, but mostly it'll be...
No, she's just angry because this guy, Brown, took Teddy Kennedy's vaunted communist spot. Yeah, this one won a Pulitzer Prize. Boy, has it gone downhill.
With recent